Now, Jane Caro is one of Australia's best-known commentators, writers and feminists. Her most recent work is Unbreakable, published just last week. It's a book that sees her compiling the stories of resilience and hope from a large number of successful Australian women. It's very personal and it's often a very raw look at the challenges they've overcome, from sexual assault and domestic violence to racism, miscarriage and depression. Jane, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I've got to say, while reading the book, while reading Unbreakable, I was a bit overwhelmed by the surprisingly positive tone. I thought that by positioning these as stories of survival, it was just not what I anticipated, I guess.
Oh, well, all these women have gone on to live, you know, really productive and interesting lives. And I think the whole point about this is that difficulty, tragedy, sometimes appalling experiences are overcomable. That doesn't mean that they're excusable.
That's what interested me too. I thought there was very much a... It felt like a book very much that we needed right now. I mean, certainly when we're seeing the more marginalisation of women's voices than ever before, it felt like just so essential.
Yes. And I think it was also essential to talk about a range of experiences that women feel shame about. And it isn't, of course, just women that feel shamed when they are, you know, attacked. Shame seems to attach itself to the victim rather than to the perpetrator quite often in these situations. Both men and women seem to feel this. And one of the things I've always felt is that silence, that shame creates silence. So when people are ashamed of something that has occurred, they are silent about it. And what silence does is it enables that stuff to keep occurring. And so it's really important to confront the shame that victims so often feel, and get people to open up and speak, because the interesting thing is when they do, the responses are almost always positive.
It's also interesting that then you get that shared experience as well, that the silence allows people to feel that maybe this is something only they've experienced.
Yes, and I think that's incredibly important for people to share such experiences and realise that it's probably a rare life, it's certainly a rare female life, where there hasn't been... at least, you know, a few events which have almost been designed to make you feel worthless.
Now, let's talk about it, because there were some very harrowing stories in there. It's very hard to read at times. It cannot have been easy to edit and compile.
No. I mean, it was very, first of all, it was very confronting to actually ask women to contribute.
Mm.
And a lot of women I asked didn't want to for perfectly understandable reasons. But the women who decided that they would were very courageous and really took the project seriously. And yes, it was very confronting to read some of the stories. I mean, not all the stories are of, you know, huge, harrowing experiences. Some are just conversations that stuck in people's heads that made them feel particularly humiliated, particularly when they were young and vulnerable, and things like that. But some of them are, as you say, really horrendous. But I think I also was very, like you, yes, it was harrowing, yes, it was awful to read, but there's such a positive tone from the women. There's such a sense of, I have come through, that in some ways it was also a really positive experience to experience that courage.
And I think some of the names you've got there, I mean, just Kathy Lett, Tracy Spicer, Dee Madigan, I mean, the list goes on and on. These are people at the top of their game.
Yeah. Yep. But, you know, nobody lives a life which is just one fabulous experience after another. You know, I think that there's particularly perhaps amongst younger people a view that that is some people's lot, but I don't think that's true. I think that everybody has had to endure really difficult times, and I think that there is something about being female in this society, and to be frank with you, probably in all societies, which makes you vulnerable towards some forms of sexual humiliation and sexual assault.
Mm.
But as I explained in the introduction, I don't think this is because, you know, men are nastier than women or women are, you know, more vulnerable than men in an intrinsic sense. I think it's to do with the uneven and unequal distribution of power. And the trouble with having power is that for some people that offers opportunities to abuse that power. And I think a lot of the stories in this collection are about women finding themselves subject to the abuse of power, the power that someone has over them. And that can happen with their children, it can happen when they're young, but of course it can happen later as well.
There's a big fear at the moment that sort of the way Western culture is going, that power imbalance that we thought should be getting better is actually getting worse.
Yeah, it's a really interesting point that we're at. I sort of feel, in a way, the backlash and the vicious backlash that is happening against a lot of women, particularly women in the public eye. And, of course, Mariam Vesaday writes very movingly in the book about exactly that, being trolled horribly. This vicious backlash that is happening is, you know, absolutely appalling, terrifying and dreadful. But it's also an indication that the people who indulge in this behaviour are feeling genuinely threatened. So in other words, you could look at it as, in fact, an acknowledgement that women are becoming more powerful, more of a force to be taken seriously. Of course, you know, that leads some people to doing everything in their power to shut them down, to put them back in their box. And I don't know, you know, how it's going to turn out. I mean, we see in America terrible movements to repress women's reproductive rights. You know, a White House where women are paid, you know, I think the figure was in the 30% less than the men in the White House, where there are very few in positions of power. We're seeing, you know, a real backward turning in a lot of, you know, places that were really making progress. And that is frightening, but I have no more of a crystal ball than anyone else. All I do know is this: women themselves are much more united than they ever used to be about shining a light on a behaviour of the kind that is written about in Unbreakable, and also refusing, despite the appalling bullying that goes on, to lie down and shut up.
And I think that's what makes Unbreakable so powerful to read. Jane Caro, thank you very much for chatting this morning.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Jane Caro there. Her latest book is called Unbreakable. It is available right now. Stories of survival from some very successful Australian women. Do not miss out.